As the economy reopens and people hit the roads again, researchers are using Twitter to understand our changing traffic patterns. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Johan Albrecht, professor of computational geography at Hunter College, City University of New York, and co-lead author on this study. Thanks very much for talking to us. So how do you use Twitter to figure out traffic patterns?
Try to find out where people are when they tweet. Those social media users who activate their locational component give us voluntarily their location, and we can do that for when they start on a trip and when they end with a trip. And so we have these origins and destinations, which then allow us to map their route.
But if I were to tweet something right now, how would you know I'm either on the road or have just arrived at my location?
Basically by whether your location changes or not. So we do that over a period of time. And when you are static and when the location doesn't change, then we assume that you have reached your destination.
Okay, so does it look from your research as if we are returning to pre-pandemic commute hours?
Our research actually looked at data over a much longer period. So the social media data, we were trying to see whether we could do some pandemic-related work, but we found that that data is not dense enough or would allow us to do that only over larger areas. So from county to county, we could do that analysis, but if you want to do a finer grained analysis from address to address, then we need longer periods of time.
So basically, what will you try to find through your research?
So what we have typically from the U.S. Census Bureau is data on commutes, where people live, where people work, and how they move in between and at what time. What we don't know is the 80-something percent types of trips that we do otherwise, going to school, going shopping, going to a soccer game, and so on. And we try to find out whether we can augment that data using the social media data. And the short answer is yes, we can do that.